Hello.
Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from National Opinion Surveys. Okay, and I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can I speak with June Remley, please?
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and just for qualification purpose of the survey, does anyone in the household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. All right, and are you 18 and older and registered to vote?
Yes.
All right, ma'am, I know it's still a long ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote on November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
Definitely.
Okay. I remember, regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, and Independent, or something else?
A Democrat.
And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
A strong Democrat.
Okay. Thank you. I remember in the November 2020 general election, for whom did you vote, for President Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Okay. All right, and just for qualification purposes for this survey, what is your age?
63.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, and just to make sure that we are representing everybody, may I ask, what is your race?
White.
Okay. All right, and please rate me your level of motivation for voting on this on the upcoming presidential congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, okay? Well, 0 means that you're not all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote, but you may use any number between 0 and 10, okay?
10.
10, okay. And thinking about the direction the country's headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country's headed?
Are you saying that is a, that should be a comment on President Biden? Or?
No, this is just thinking okay. About, you know, generally speaking. It's generally speaking, mm-hmm. How you think the country's going. You're very satisfied, you know, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction that you see?
I'm very satisfied with him and the Democratic Party. I'm very dissatisfied with the Republican Party.
Okay. So
I don't know how to answer that question.
Well, this is like generally speaking, you know, not about,
okay.
I'm not asking, okay, not asking about, you know, Biden or the
mm-hmm.
Republicans.
That's
I'm asking
hard to answer
general.
That question. I answered it. It's hard to answer that question.
Okay. All right. So, no problem, ma'am. Okay. Now, and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I strongly approve.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove the way Democrats and the U.S. Congress are handling their jobs?
I do. I strongly approve.
Okay, thank you. All right, now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want, you know, the president and Congress to be focused on. For each, I want you to rate it on a scale from 0 to 10, how important of an issue it is for you to have them, you know, focused. Use a 10 if it's the most important. Use 5 if somewhat important. Use a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any
mm-hmm.
number between 0 and 10, okay? The first one is creating more affordable housing.
That's a 10.
That's a 10? Okay. Protecting mm-hmm. our personal data online from big corporations.
That's also a 10.
10. Reducing crime and violence.
That's a 10.
Criminal justice reform that, you know, fights racial profiling by police and holds better
mm-hmm.
cops.
That's a 10.
10. Okay. And protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
That's a 10.
Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
10.
Making college more affordable.
10.
Banning TikTok.
5.
A 5. Working to end the war in Gaza.
A 10.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay, ma'am, and do you believe the President and Congress are spending their time and energy on issues that are important to you? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And okay, and now I like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, okay? Which 100 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold, like a neutral, but you may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of that person or organization, please say so, okay? Yeah, the first one would be you two, from 0 to 100.
50.
TikTok, yes.
50.
The other one is TikTok.
Yeah, 50.
Okay. Cornel West.
50.
Mark Zuckerberg.
75.
Okay, 75. Democrats in Congress.
100.
100. Donald Trump.
0.
Joe Biden.
100.
X, formerly known as Twitter.
25.
Okay, 25. Republicans in Congress.
0.
Cory Booker.
100.
100. And Charlemagne the God.
25.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, ma'am, and I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, and Independent Cornel West, for whom would you vote?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. Okay, and generally speaking, what makes you support Joe Biden for president? Just in your own words, ma'am.
I think he cares about our democracy.
Okay.
I think he's unselfish.
He cares about democracy, right?
Yes. Okay. I think he's mature. I think he's a leader. I think he's decent.
Okay. And he's decent and what else?
I said he's mature, he's a leader, he's decent.
Okay. Mature, decent, and mature and decent, right?
Yes.
Hi. Okay, ma'am, and changing gears now, we want to ask you a couple questions about tech issues that, have been in the media recently. Generally speaking, how much would you say you understand and know, about artificial intelligence or AI? A great deal, a fair amount, not too much, or nothing at all?
A fair amount.
A fair amount. Okay, and generally speaking, do you think that artificial intelligence or AI is going to be more of a benefit to humanity or in our society or more of a threat?
More of a benefit.
Would that be much more of a benefit or just somewhat more of a benefit?
Much more of a benefit, ultimately.
Much more. Okay.
Yeah.
And which of the following is closer to your view? Okay. Tech companies should be less regulated than they currently are. Tech companies should be more regulated than they currently are. Or the current level of regulation of tech companies is about right?
More regulated than they currently are.
Okay. They should be more regulated, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and thinking about the potential use of and misuse of your personal data online, which of the following do you feel is the biggest threat to your personal data privacy and security? Would that be Google, X, or Twitter? YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Meta, or video games?
Oh, goodness. I'm guessing TikTok.
TikTok, okay.
Yeah.
All right, ma'am, and then switching gears a bit, how often do you use each of the following social media platforms, if at all, okay? The first one is YouTube. Would you say multiple times a day, about once a day, multiple times a week, multiple times a month, about once a month or less than once a month or not at all?
Multiple times a day.
Multiple times a day. Okay, what about TikTok?
Never.
Oh, not at all. Okay, Instagram?
Maybe once a week.
Well, about once a week, you say, right?
Yes, yeah.
So maybe about once a day or multiple times a week?
I would say maybe one time per week.
Okay,
once a week.
Okay, because I only have multiple times a week and about once a day.
Okay, multiple times a week. Say that. Go ahead.
Multiple times a week. Okay. All right. What about Facebook?
Multiple times a day.
Multiple times a day. And X, formerly Twitter.
Multiple times a day.
Multiple times a day. All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am. I'm going to read you a few statements about different social media companies. For each, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the statement, okay? TikTok keeps its users' data secure. Would you strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. What about Meta keeps its users' data secure?
Somewhat disagree.
TikTok plays a positive role in society.
I would somewhat disagree.
Okay, X or Twitter keeps its users' data secure?
Somewhat disagree.
Meta plays a positive role in society?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Okay, X or Twitter plays a positive role in society?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. All right. Right, ma'am. We almost finished with this survey. Okay, I only have a few more minutes to go, and we should be done. I really appreciate your help and time. Okay. And And have you recently seen, read, or heard about Congress passing a bill to ban TikTok, and the president signing into law?
Yes.
Would that be yes, yes a lot, or yes a little?
Yes, a lot. I've heard.
Yes,
about
a lot.
This, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Next, I'd like to ask you about the law. You know, Congress recently passed and President Biden signed it into law, which will ban TikTok from U.S. if its parent company doesn't divest, you know, from or sell TikTok within the next 9 months. Generally speaking, do you support or oppose this law?
I support it.
I strongly support it or just somewhat?
Strongly support it.
Strongly, okay. And generally speaking, would you say you are more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted to ban TikTok from U.S.?
I would that would not be the only thing, but that would be I would support that.
Would that be much more likely to vote for, or somewhat more likely to vote for?
Somewhat more likely.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And what do you think was Congress' primary motivation behind banning TikTok? They are trying to silence certain voices that, you know, they don't like or agree with. They want to stop the spread of propaganda and fake news on TikTok. They have been influenced by big tech lobbyists who work for TikTok competitors. They are trying to help their rich special interest friends and donors. They are concerned that China could use, you know, could use TikTok to spy on us. They are playing politics, or they want to protect U.S. citizens' data security, or they think TikTok is a bad influence on children and teens.
A number of these, I would say a number of these are true.
Well, can you give me one to be, you know, the primary motivation?
Protecting teens.
Okay, so
children.
They think TikTok is a bad influence on children and teens,
yes,
right?
Yes,
okay.
That's right.
All right, ma'am, and generally speaking, which of the following sources do you give most of your news or information about what's going on in your community? You can select all that apply, okay? Would that be talk or news radio?
Sorry, talk or news radio?
Uh-huh.
News radio.
Do you get information, your news from there? Yes or no?
Well, I get it from talk, from I get it from news radio.
News radio, okay. All right. What about news websites or apps?
Yes, news websites and apps.
print newspapers or magazines?
Yes.
YouTube?
No.
News aggregators such as Apple News, Google News, or Flipboard?
No.
Cable TV such as CNN, Fox News,
yes,
or MSNBC?
CNN.
Okay. Social media such as Facebook, TikTok, or Instagram?
No.
What about local TV news?
Yes.
Music and entertainment sites?
No.
National Evening Network TV news such as ABC, CBS, or NBC?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, and the last few questions are just for statistical purpose only, okay? What is the last grade or last year of schooling that you have completed?
I finished college.
So college bachelor's degree or
yes,
postgraduate?
Bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's degree. All right, and are you married, unmarried, live with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Divorced.
Okay, divorced. Okay, and do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
No.
All right, ma'am, with this